You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A federal judge has temporarily blocked a move to cut Medicaid funding from Planned Parenthood. Sholly Pittman reports.
The two-week restraining order issued by a U.S. district judge directs the Department of Health and Human Services to keep that funding in place for now. Planned Parenthood filed the lawsuit after President Trump signed a new federal tax and spending bill last Friday. While that law doesn't name Planned Parenthood directly, the group says a provision in the bill would stop Medicaid reimbursements to any health provider that offers abortions. Here's Michelle Velasquez, Chief Strategy Officer at Planned Parenthood Wisconsin.
The congressional bill that would defund Planned Parenthood would make Planned Parenthood essentially a prohibited entity, meaning it could not seek reimbursement from Medicaid for services like contraception care, gender-affirming care, STI treatment, testing, cancer screening, and the list goes on and on.
Velasquez spoke at a press conference last Wednesday, just hours after the Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down the state's 1849 abortion ban. For decades, federal funding for abortions themselves have been blocked under the Hyde Amendment. But Planned Parenthood says under the new law, any of its services would be blocked from Medicaid reimbursement. Services like STI testing and treatment, or contraception, which together composed about 75% of its services to about 2 million patients last year. The organization says just 4% of its services were abortion-related. In Wisconsin, 54% of Planned Parenthood's revenue came from Medicaid, according to its 2022-2023 annual report, which also says it serves roughly 50,000 patients in Wisconsin each year. Nearly half live at or below the poverty line. Planned Parenthood operates 21 clinics across Wisconsin. Three of them, in Madison, Milwaukee, and Sheboygan, provide abortion services.
The biennial state budget in Wisconsin was signed into law by Governor Tony Evers on July 3rd. The Wisconsin Farmers Union said the final state bill is a mixed bag for family farmers. The 2025-27 budget includes bipartisan compromises. It does fund important investments in public services, farmer mental health, and child care. However, it also reduces funding for key local food programs, conservation programs, and antitrust enforcement. Wisconsin Farmers Union Government Relations Director Michelle Ramirez-White said, quote, "There are several meaningful wins here for family farmers, but also some disappointing losses," end quote. Their press release states the Wisconsin Farmers Union will continue to advocate for the programs that were cut from this biennial state budget. Wisconsin has the third lowest measles vaccination rate in the country. Almost 15% of kindergartners are not current on their vaccinations. Considered eradicated in the United States in the year 2000, currently there are over 1,200 measles cases in the U.S., according to the Center for Disease Control. As of July 8th, 27 outbreaks have been reported so far in 2025, with 88% of confirmed cases related to these outbreaks. There have also been three confirmed deaths from measles so far in 2025. A new Marquette University law poll published in June asked respondents if they thought the benefits of the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR vaccine outweighed the risks, or if the risks outweighed the benefits. 84% say the MMR vaccine is more beneficial, and 15% say the risks outweigh the benefits. Wisconsin Watch reports the MMR vaccination rate has continued to slide since the COVID-19 pandemic to a rate of a little over 74%. 95% is the coverage target. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's back to work for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Milwaukee, where the Brewers open a three-game weekend series against the Nationals. At 50 wins and 43 losses, the Brewers in second place in the NL Central, just two games behind the first-place Cubs. The Brewers coming off that three-game sweep of the Dodgers. Now, with Freddy Peralta scheduled to pitch this Sunday, closer Trevor McGill will represent the team in the All-Star game next week.
Sweep the Dodgers at home, that's give the fans what they want, right? That was awesome. glad to be a part of that. And then also with the news as well, like that's just some goal that I put out in the offseason. Here it is coming true.
The Nationals are in last place in the NL East, 16 games behind the Phillies. They fired their manager, Dave Martinez, and GM Mike Rizzo earlier in the week. Miguel Cairo named interim manager. Basketball, NBA Summer League action underway in Nevada. The Bucks with a 90-89 win over the Denver Nuggets last night. Jamari Bouye with a three-pointer at the buzzer. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you thought it was hard to cancel a streaming subscription before, brace yourselves, because it's about to get even more difficult. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the Federal Trade Commission's click-to-cancel option has been struck down by a federal appeals court. The FTC has tried to make it equally as easy to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up, so expect much more frustration. The whole issue started with Amazon, which was accused of tricking customers into signing up for Prime, then making it extremely difficult to cancel. I guess we know how Bezos paid for that wedding. Here's a Hollywood beat just for me. I hope you like it too. The show Bosch is coming back by way of another spinoff. Ballard will drop on Amazon Prime like Bosch and Bosch Legacy did previously, both of which are now kaput. Maggie Q will play Renee Ballard. Titus Welliver will return as Harry Bosch, who will assist Ballard with cold cases from time to time. All 10 episodes of Ballard dropped a couple days ago and are available on Prime. Mariska Hargitay has experienced an almost unprecedented run as an actor on the show Law & Order Special Victims Unit. And now she has a director's credit as well. She is the creative force behind a documentary about her late mother, Jane Mansfield, called My Mom Jane. The Hollywood Reporter is now saying the documentary will be eligible for the Oscars since it's been revealed that it had a short theatrical run at a North Hollywood movie theater last week. My Mom Jane is available to stream on HBO and is getting very good reviews. Sarah Jessica Parker feels she had to defend herself for not endorsing a political candidate publicly. The And Just Like That and Sex and the City star told Nicole Wallace on her podcast, she didn't believe social media was the place for quick political conversations. To her credit, Parker says she's not going to go into an argument unless she is totally educated on an issue. Imagine that. There is only one new release this weekend, but it's a big one. I'm talking about, of course, the highly anticipated Superman, which according to Rotten Tomatoes, critics seem to approve of and audiences are raving about. The film is directed by James Gunn and stars David Cornsweet as the title character. Joining him in the cast is the marvelous Miss Maisel's Rachel Brosnahan, Bradley Cooper, and Nicholas Holt. In the latest installment, Lex Luthor is a tech billionaire. Sounds about right. And since this is the age of the re-release, and if you're lucky enough to live in a city where there is a limited showing, check out One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary and is playing in various cities. The film stars much younger versions of Jack Nicholson and Danny DeVito and has won 5 Oscars for Best Picture and 1 for Nicholson as Best Actor. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms. We're going to drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered thunderstorms in the morning. Some clearing in the afternoon with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.